Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
That's right. We are live, one of the few shows that you're going to find live on the radio on a Sunday night.
We might still be live in a parallel universe even.
Yeah, I think we are. 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been, well, pretty much on the topic of atheism this evening, but let's talk to Glenn.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
Indeed. Glenn and Philly, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I guess I'll do atheism, atheism for a second.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I think that some of the ideas they're kicking around have actually been very cogently, addressed by existing people in existing disciplines like philosophy and theology. So it's kind of like it's like disingenuous of you to pretend that there's all this ambiguity about things that have been actually very adequately and eloquently formalized in the academic literature.
Hold on a minute. Are we pretending that there's ambiguity? I don't think we ever gave that impression.
I don't know about this, and I don't know about that, or how do you define this? For example, if you're going to talk about theism, you can talk about polytheism and monotheism and stuff. But generally, when Americans talk about theism, generally you're groping around the topic of monotheism, And
usually,
the criteria for deity in monotheism aren't all that ambiguous. I mean, they would be generally agreed upon by the three major monotheisms. They would disagree about who God is. But, the criteria of deity, are basically, transcendental consciousness, that God is forever conscious, never slumbering, sleeping, never unconscious.
But Glenn, I said that the idea of God is collapsed with universe, creation, and afterlife. Don't you think that's true?
No.
Okay, I think
neither would the bulk of is Muslim, Jewish, or Christian theologians.
I'm not doing a radio program for philosophers or theologians. I'm doing a radio program for the average person. I think the average person's questions about God.
The average person would benefit from studying them.
They're just not as smart as you are, Glenn. Go ahead and talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, no, maybe they're as smart as I am in terms of IQ points, but I actually have some formal education in the matter. Maybe they lack education.
Well, I believe that the average person's belief around God is centered around, because it's one of the first things they'll talk about, is where do you go after you die, and how did the universe get here? So I believe those things are collapsed.
Well, those are important things. But, actually, the average person doesn't know that much about theology, philosophy, or epistemology, or any of that kind of stuff. And there actually are formal disciplines where if you want to
Disciplines have their value, and they can also get mired in minutiae that doesn't get down to the point in many cases. I've taken college courses.
Well, groping around in the dark while having little or no information can also get miring as well.
Hey, Glenn, Glenn, this is Free Talk Live, and you can call and bring up whatever you want. So if you wanted to clarify something that you heard.
It's not trite to call it a Free Talk Live and say, I don't like what you're talking about.
In a way, it's like a bunch of people who turn lights on and off and plug things in, trying to talk about the electrical code, when they don't have a book on the electrical code.
Glenn hated it so much he kept listening and he called in.
2 hours of it, apparently.
Yeah.
but it's very unimportant.
So, Glenn, Glenn,
your phone line is really going in and out, so can you make whatever point you want to make?
All right. Well, the original reason I called, I heard you talking the other night about, things political and economic. And I was curious where you guys stand on government-funded social programs. Do you think they're essentially good ideas or bad ideas or what? Things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, wage checks, things like that. Are they good ideas?
Yeah, I think people need help and support in those areas, and I would like to see that done on a voluntary basis, by people supporting each other, insurance systems, mutual aid, and that kind of thing. I don't think it's necessary to force everybody to contribute to programs like that.
Wow. Actually, this country used to have a lot more, charitably funded things. not Catholic, but one example would be Catholic hospitals or Jewish hospitals, you know, up in, especially in the Northeast. And
yeah, they did. Even education was provided in a manner of
respect.
Shakers like that,
used to do, orphanages.
Do you really think modern people are, sufficiently benevolently inclined to actually fund such efforts adequately for 350 million, a country of 300 million?
I think this is the most generous country the world has ever seen. I think as people get more money, they tend to be more generous. And,
yeah.
I think
and
that,
would you, Glenn?
And I think that, yeah, well, Glenn wouldn't. That's as evidenced by his statement. I mean, thieves believe that people steal. And so Glenn does not believe himself to be sufficiently generous in order to support these programs.
And let's not forget, too, a lot of these programs. Hey, hold on a second, Glenn.
Did you just cuss?
No, he said presumptuous.
Well, he's gone anyway.
Okay. Yeah, good ones.
Well, the phone line was really bad. And
yeah.
You can listen. You can listen in on how bad that phone was through the archives at freetalklive.com. But anyway,
well, he thinks we're groping around in the dark. You know,
right? We're dumb. So none of the solutions that we come up with are going to be any good. Only the solutions that are come up with by right-thinking liberal academics are going to be the ones that work.
Well, we don't want to presume that that's what he was. But
really? You don't want to presume that?
I don't know. I wanted to ask him what he thought of that. Actually, I wanted to ask him what he thought of those government programs.
If all people are bad or greedy, then how in the world could you possibly let those people get into the government? Because if all people are bad, then the government's just made of people, then that government is just going to be full of bad, greedy people. If all people are good, as the people in the government must be in order to administer these programs, then why do you need one? If people are motivated by incentives, then the incentive of creating a organization that has monolithic power that is basically runs unchecked, obviously is only going to collect people who are either lazy, bad, mean, or evil, or whatever. I mean, these are not going to be the very best people who are going to be attracted to these sorts of jobs.
And those programs, too, that he was referring to, Medicare, Social Security, all those kinds of things, they have some serious overhead because government is just
Medicare,
doesn't have...
People on Medicare right now are paid in a quarter for every dollar they get in coverage.
Yeah.
That's an insanely broke system.
Yeah, and it's not sustainable. I mean, I don't believe that Social Security is going to be around for me, you know, when I want to collect on it or whatever, or
well,
when I'm old enough
Social
to collect
Security
on it.
Social Security doesn't matter to me because I don't...
No.
It is not it is not involuntary.
No.
And employers must administer it.
And it's not very good either, though.
But
the return on investment is terrible or even negative, maybe, in some cases, if you factor in inflation. But
sure, and it's also racist. If you consider that black people tend to not live as long as white people, tend not to live as long as women, and poor tend not to live as long as rich, then you'll see that for every rich white woman getting Social Security, there's three poor black men that have to work in order to fund it.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
No, it's not. And
it's an entirely broke system.
And we can do a lot better than that. I mean, I believe these are legitimate things. Like, people need help. People, need a safety net of some kind. But that can be provided on a voluntary basis. You don't have to forcibly take money from everybody and create these bloated government programs that aren't really effectively doing the job anyway.
And often people will talk about the safety net turning into a hammock, and I think that this is a legitimate critique of social safety nets. Is no one's going to claim that there's not fraud inside of these welfare systems,
sure,
and whatever they might be. And I'm not going to claim, I'm going to claim that there's probably more than 25%. Insurance companies say that about 25% of claims are fraudulent, and they have a really effective policing system. I'm only guessing that that there's more than that inside of the welfare system, because there's no way to find out, because the government's so inefficient they can't even tell you how inefficient their programs are. So, yeah, I think that there's fraud, and I think that fraud results in people not being incentivized to get out and work and be productive. Sadly, that's the way it is. I've seen it in my own life with people. I've seen people that I know act this way. A friend of mine was on Social Security disability because he claimed to have mental health issues. He got off of it and tried to do a job, and without any counseling, mind you, had no counseling whatever.
Oh, wow. So they didn't get him help for his
disability.
Oh, wow.
Or depression. And
wow.
He went out, he got out and got a job, didn't like the job, wanted to get back on it, and couldn't get back on it, so he went out and started his own business, and he's doing fine now.
Hmm.
Really? He just needed to work for himself. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
G. GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at PrepareWise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at PrepareWise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. PrepareWise.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
$55,450 free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want, including how dumb I am. 855-450-3733.
Maybe that guy had just been listening to too much talk radio. He was really into the high conflict kind of call.
He's cranky.
Whatever.
855-450-3733. I'd have kept him on a little longer if it hadn't been for the phone. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just bad radio. Anyway, my name's Mark.
And I'm Stephanie.
That's right. And as I've been telling you all evening, the phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. They are a company that handles accounts receivable. And you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, has been a big supporter of Free Talk Live for a very long time. And if you perhaps got into the line of work you got into in order to do whatever that was and not do accounts receivable, maybe SACL CAI can help you with your accounts receivable and collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Faith is believing what you know ain't so.
Is that what it is? That what it is?
Mark Twain.
Okay.
He's always got a quote.
Ed, I love your quotes.
The argument from inconsistent revelations. I don't know if Stephanie, I think, was pointing out. This guy believes this. This guy believes that. That means 99% of them have got to be wrong.
Yep. Somebody's wrong, certainly.
And this stuff to me is just a moot point because...
I'd agree with you on that.
I asked Stephanie the other day, Mark, you have a child.
That's true.
If he gets hurt tonight, are you going to take him to a church or a hospital?
Right.
It depends on what kind of injury he gets. I try to avoid hospitals. I figure that's where people go to die.
Whatever you do, are you going to pour olive oil on him and pray for him, or are you going
to... I'm not going to pour olive oil on anything I'm not going to eat.
Right. Hey, people always use reason until they can't in religion, don't they?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Then they have to... take that leap of faith, and as Twain says, faith is believing what you know ain't so. All right, here we go, and then y'all can stop me.
All right.
Morality is doing what is right no matter what you're told. Faith is doing what you're told no matter what is right.
I like that quote, and I think what it shows is the danger of organized religion and how it can be used to... I don't know that that's so. I mean, any religion is no one's in my religion. No one's telling me what to do.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Delusion, a fixed false belief that is resistant to reason or confrontation with actual facts. That's the way I look at it.
I brought up the similarities of the faith-based beliefs in the Big Bang Theory and the multiverse theory.
At least there's some evidence for the Big Bang Theory.
The evidence is only as good as being passed down from one authority, whether that authority is a preacher or a scientist.
Right, but the difference is the religions try to convert you.
You don't think that atheists are out there to convert you? Stephanie has been making positive statements all evening long.
Well, I mean, they're not trying to convert you or condemn you to a hell.
No, and I think that hell is an aggressive claim.
Okay, do y'all know what Pascal's wager is?
Yes. Right. And why don't you refresh our listeners' memory?
Everybody know what that is.
No, I was trying to put it on y'all. I do know.
Pascal's wager is, if you don't know whether there's a God, you might as well assume that there is, because then you'll live your life according to what God wants, and even if there's no God, then nothing happens, but if there is a God, then you'll go to heaven.
Right, that there's more value in believing in a God than there is in not believing in a God. However, I disagree with this, because...
Oh, yeah, it can really be a big damper on your life.
I've met a lot of people who live a life in believing in God that doesn't look like much fun at all.
No.
Well, see, I like the atheist wager. You should live your life and try to make the world a better place for you being in it, whether or not you believe in God. If there is no God, you have lost nothing and will be remembered finally by those left behind. If there is a benevolent God, he will judge you on your merits and not just on whether or not you believed in him. And also, if he gives us reason, why not use it? And then we cannot be condemned for something that a so-called God gave us. So to me, you have to be atheist
Well, I can see. I hear a lot of rebellion against condemnation in what you're saying, and I agree with you when it comes down to it. I think that any God that would send you to hell for simply not believing, with the flimsy claims that have been made here as to Jesus Christ being my personal savior, any God that's going to send me to hell for refusing to believe that, but having lived quite a good life, in my opinion, attempting to live a moral life, is an evil individual. I mean, if God understands all of human time, even if that time is only 6,000 years, whatever the person might believe, then God knew that cameras were coming around, and in the year 2000, he could have brought Jesus in the year 2000 and had cameras. I need some better evidence, some kind of evidence. Right. I mean, the guy walked around on Earth for 33 years, didn't so much as write his name on a cocktail napkin. This is flimsy evidence.
When I talk about this people, I always say, look, why don't you just pop out of the sky every now and then and just fill the sky up?
Hey, I'm here.
I'm watching you. It's ridiculous. But here you go. I'll leave y'all with this. It's J.L. Mackey. Here it is. In its simplest form, the problem is this. God is omnipotent. God is wholly good. And yet evil exists. So either he's all-powerful or he isn't.
I'm sorry. Restate it. Something sounded like it might have cut out.
Yeah, I'm on a cell. I apologize. My landline's out. But okay. He's saying that God is omnipotent.
Yep.
God is wholly good.
Yep.
And yet evil exists. Mm. Therefore, something doesn't square there. Therefore, to me, it's a lot of bunk.
Yeah.
And I'll get off there.
There you go, Ed. Thanks.
855-450-3733. Many Christians will believe that there's this the God's intention is to show that there's a that good will win out. If he can just get humans to act in a good way, and that's their explanation. I don't think that particular statement is very motivating to people.
I haven't really heard that.
The idea that since evil exists, God cannot be all good.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that I don't think that that's motivating. It may or may not be true from a philosophical standpoint, but I think what's more interesting is God's omniscient, which means that he knows everything.
Yeah, so everything must be predetermined.
And that you can sin in your mind. I can sin in my mind through lust. So how can God know everything but still not sin in his mind? I mean, God
knows you're going to sin in advance.
No. God knows what it's like to have a threesome, a scat threesome, a gay threesome, with including a goat. Right? Like, he knows what that's like.
Threesome sounded good, then you
he
put in the scat.
He knows what it's like to lust for that. So therefore... how
then he must be thinking of it. Yeah. Yeah, it's like when a cop confiscates your marijuana, he's not possessing the marijuana
right
anymore.
Yes. it's a different being, somehow divorced from reality. Anyhow, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about anything you want. If you want to stay on the atheist theist conversation, it's all up to you.
855. Well, we might hear about Swastika Rehabilitation Day.
Well, that sounds like an interesting day. Sounds like a stupid day. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, Sickle toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, 855-450-3733. But if you're looking for precious metals, you should go to gold.freetalklive.com before you buy anything. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Check them out. We've got all kinds of gold and silver there. Prices are right there on the website. You can comparison shop before you buy gold and silver from any of these big name gold purveyors on the internet. Go check out the prices that Midas Resources has for you. We teamed up with Midas Resources. And whenever you buy gold from gold.freetalklive.com, not only are you getting some of the best prices, you can get gold shipped right to your door and silver. But you're helping Free Talk Live, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com. And for you Ludwig von Mises fans, we do have...
Mises Pieces.
The Mises Pieces.
I love them. Yeah, I want
right.
one.
That's right.
You know, a Free Talk listener, a Free Talk Live listener came up to me at Porkfest and gave me a peace dollar.
Oh, yeah.
That was really nice of him.
Interesting. So this is...
So maybe someday... Somebody,
silver dollar?
Yeah, it was 1920s.
Yeah, they called them the peace dollars.
Mm-hmm. And it says, yeah, it says peace.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody will give me a Mises piece someday.
We don't
someday.
Do that anymore.
Yeah. Now it's war.
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 855-450-3733.
So, Stephanie, you've got
a bizarre article. Speaking of religion, we've been talking about this all week. There is a... are you familiar with the Raelians, Mark?
Yes. Aren't these the people that tried to get on the comet and died?
Are these the ones that cloned people? That I don't know about, but the Raelians are kind of famous for, like, the women will walk around topless.
Okay. I think that they claim to have cloned somebody, too.
Maybe, yeah. I think that sounds familiar. I'll pull up a little Wikipedia on them, but I just know them from the toplessness and some other crazy antics.
I don't know how to spell Raelian, or I'd do it, too.
It is R-A-E-L-I-A-N.
Okay.
So apparently the Raelians have something that they like to call Swastika Rehabilitation Day. And in Long Beach, New Jersey, this is from philadelphia.cbslocal.com, New Jersey beachgoers were startled over the weekend to see a small plane flying overhead pulling a swastika banner. Twitter was abuzz with tweets from people who saw the plane fly over Long Beach Island on Saturday afternoon. And then they actually published some people's tweets about this. Most people are like, who is this idiot flying a swastika? The group behind the flight says it wasn't meant as a representation of hate. The International Raelian Movement says the swastika is actually a symbol of peace and beauty that was corrupted by Nazis in 20th century Germany. On its website, the group writes that the flight was part of its third swastika rehabilitation day.
I've made the assertion on this show that Hitler ruined the name Adolf for the English-speaking world.
Oh, yeah, it disappeared.
It was just gone.
Yeah.
And to some extent, I know that that Indians, and I mean East Indians, they use this, the swastika turned the other direction, and it means something spiritual to somebody for something, I don't know. But this is a ruined, totally a ruined symbol.
Mm-hmm. So, Raelians, I pulled up a quick Wikipedia article on them.
Yeah.
Speaking of, the creation of the universe is very apropos. Raelism is a UFO religion that was founded in 1974 by a founder known as Rael. It teaches that life on Earth was scientifically created by a species of extraterrestrials.
It's as good an explanation as any until you start looking at that whole fossil record thing.
Mm-hmm.
Put
there by Satan to test your faith.
I love that. It really doesn't have a good foundation in, as I understand, theology. Like Satan, doesn't have corporeal form, mm-hmm. and can't make things happen in the real world. He can only, Satan and his demons can only affect people's minds in some way, whisper in their ears. I don't know. But
The devil's in you.
I don't think.
That's what makes people gay,
Some people will claim that the bones were there prior to the Noahide flood.
Uh-huh.
So that somehow they died then.
Aren't there even archaeologists who claim to have found, like, remnants of Noah's Ark and stuff like that?
They keep on finding that thing and over again.
They don't find it on top of the mountains, right?
Well, they found it. Supposedly, it's hidden in Turkey, and you just can't get to it. As if Turkey's this difficult place to go and find things. Mm. I don't know. Anyway, let's go to Lois, I'm not sure, Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Is it Lois or Lois?
Hi.
Hi.
One of the topics that I'd like to bring up is, when we leave this planet, we don't have a body. And the amount of energy that we put into this earth, being positive or negative, is where we end up, is my belief. And the more that we put in the positive, the more positive energy we end up. Like people that concentrate on forgiveness, they become part of that energy of forgiveness.
I'm sorry, Lois, it's really hard to hear you through your phone. People that concentrate on forgiveness become part of what?
Part of the energy of forgiveness. Don't have bodies when we leave this planet.
I'm all for making the world a better place. I like that. I don't believe that. I believe that once people die, that's it. There's nothing. They just don't exist anymore. But to leave a legacy, to leave some ideas behind for the world, to change it for the better. Right on.
And where the fanatic or negative balance comes from is that energy of people not being on the positive and have been into the negative, and they all become part of that negative energy, and it becomes one. And when people are positive, everything's made up of an atom. Energy, everything's made up of an atom. The earth is made up of a positive and negative soul, or positive negative energy, and how people can relate to God, having a creator. Well, the creator. I'm Native American, you know, and I'm everything else. But understanding how we are all part, and I died. I went out there.
And you have died?
I know. Yeah. I know what it feels like.
How'd you come back? Are you calling us from the other side?
Might as well. Anyway,
Lois, I'm sorry. Your phone's breaking up here. If you can get back on another phone, then we can talk to you. But here, it's just too difficult to hear. I'm sorry. Maybe there's something wrong with our lines. I don't know. Maybe.
The connection's always a little spotty from the other world.
That's right.
When you die and call us from the dead.
She says fear. Did she say beer? Did she say fear? I'm not sure. Is it an aunt of yours?
Okay, well, the whole, like, positive and negative energy thing, it's a little woo for me. But...
I think that if you live in a positive way, that your life's going to be better and more positive. And, you know, I get that. I don't think there's this. It's one of these Pascal kind of conundrum situations again is, well, why not live in a positive fashion? Because your life will be better.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Colin in Chicago. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
It's definitely on our phone. Go ahead.
Well, I heard you talking about the whole ruining Adolf for the Western-speaking world, whatever it was. Like,
The name Adolf is largely ruined for the Western-speaking world. Yeah,
exactly. And I have a funny little story from my high school German class when back in high. You know, this was the early mid '90s, and we had to pick a German name, and I picked Adolf. And of course, the instructor was horrified that I would do this. Like, you know, growing up in Iowa, we hunted. An old German farmer who had immigrated. I think he was first generation. His name was Adolf Ettinger. Mm-hmm. He was nice enough to allow us to hunt pheasants on his land. And so I just thought it was really terrible that this nice old man's first name had become, you know,
synonymous with everything evil.
And so I decided, like, I'm going to be Adolf to make Adolf Ettinger's name good again. And so
I'm going to win back Adolf for the good people.
Yeah, exactly. Bring back Adolf. And, it's like one guy ruined the name. And there are probably hundreds or thousands of perfectly good Adolfs in the world back then. But I was like,
indeed.
Well, I'm just going to do my little part for the
night. Well, I wish you luck, Colin. They all have our personal battles.
Yeah.
I'm personally going to just leave that one alone. I would suspect anybody would name their child Adolf of being a white supremacist. 855-450-3733. I may be wrong. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com CamelMilkForSale.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I guess we can slide you in here in the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. That's the last time I'm going to give that number because, you know, they'll either call in or they won't. Stephanie, you've got a... Well, I guess I should tell everybody real quick about the AMP program.
Oh, please, yeah.
Amp.freetalklive.com. You can join our little Mouseketeer Club. There's a few perks that we try to make available to you, but really it's about liking what Free Talk Live does. And what Free Talk Live does is bring forth different ideas in the arena of human interaction. We attempt to posit the idea that people do not need to threaten other people to get what they want. And if you believe that that is a valuable thought process, then you should support Free Talk Live for that reason. Because your AMP dollars help us to get on more radio stations and bring this message to more people in the popular radio format. You can have whatever favorite hosts you have out there in the interwebs, and I think you should support them too. But Free Talk Live does something different than what they do. We bring that message to radio audiences all across the United States.
Very unique.
And the world with the podcast. So that's amp.freetalklive.com. Stephanie?
Well, Mark, did you know that if you go to Scottsdale, Arizona, you could go to jail for feeding the ducks?
Well, that's foul.
Yeah. You must be a quack if you send someone to jail. No, I'm just kidding. Feeding the ducks at Chaparral Park has become a happy daily ritual in Scottsdale for Scottsdale kids and moms. On Friday,
nothing wrong with feeding some ducks.
It becomes a crime.
The radio sales industry, where people do outside sales, I think this is probably often used in outside sales, but I don't know. I've only done outside sales in radio, and I now do it inside because obviously I have to call around the nation rather than around a small community like I used to. But that, you know, the idea would be going out. The claim was is that you'd go out and you'd feed the ducks. If you were unsuccessful in selling radio that particular day or week or whatever, that you had gone out and fed the ducks. You had done something unproductive as to visiting with clients and attempting to sell radio. So
interesting.
That's the I guess the analogy.
Mm. Yeah, so did you get tarred and feathered if you didn't?
No.
And actually, funny enough, this article, the author's name is Beth Duckett.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah, it's from azcentral.com. So anyway, feeding the ducks.
Central is a legitimate website. I'm just beginning to wonder if it's from theonion.com.
Yeah. On Friday, it becomes a crime to feed the ducks, apparently.
Yes, Friday? Fridays? Only on Fridays?
This was written on June 14th, so I assume it was that week.
Okay.
That some law went into effect, but we'll see.
Duck feeding is probably legal.
Yeah. Plagued by growing flocks of geese, ducks, and pigeons, attracted by food hangouts that are fouling the footpaths in the water.
These have to be done this way. Folks, you cannot write newspaper articles without doing this.
Or else you'd be a bird brain.
Yeah.
Scottsdale officials are banning people from feeding the birds. Anyone caught throwing crumbs to the ducks could end up being cited, fined, or even jailed under the new law that goes into effect Friday.
Can you imagine some city politician or bureaucrat decided that it would be a good idea to throw people in jail?
They only have one
tool.
They really do. When you
have
a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
They only, you know, that's really all they've got. They've got fines. They've got, and really fines are actually imprisonment anyway, because it's
if you don't pay,
it's just essentially a bond for not going to jail.
Yeah.
So, because if you don't pay it, you're going to go to jail. So all they've got is the threat of the penitentiary, where putting you in some place where you feel penitent.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine anybody thinking to themselves, wow, it was really morally wrong of me to feed that duck.
Right. Chances are they're going to get out of there and say, whoa, I'm never going to get caught feeding ducks again. Or I'm going to get out of this town. These people are knucking futs.
Right. Officials say it's not a question of being killjoys, but a serious matter of keeping the parks clean and safe, protecting the birds. It's about the birds. We have to save the birds.
The birds are fine. It's about the bird poop in the park,
right.
I think, is what their complaint is.
And saving money by clamping down on a practice that has become a feeding frenzy.
What's the saving money part?
Well, they say people aren't just throwing a few scraps to the birds. They are throwing whole bags of bread into the water and even emptying garbage bags of stale bread onto the grass and paths beside the lake.
Okay.
There is a big concern with people feeding abundant amounts of food. Now, I seem to understand something about, like, some birds, if you feed them too much bread, like, they'll just keep eating it, and then it kind of expands in their stomachs, and it can cause them some serious problems, and they can die from it, actually.
I've heard that...
I don't know if that's true.
Horses,
don't quote me on that.
If they eat too... The horses will just keep eating alfalfa till they die, that you just can't feed
them. Wow, it's hard to imagine eating so much alfalfa that it kills you.
Well, I mean, it's hard to imagine how much a horse can eat, too.
Yeah.
But
dogs, when they eat chocolate, you know, even a little bit of chocolate can kill them. Yeah. And xylitol, too, is another, it's like a little, a sugar that's in, like, gum and toothpaste and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't feed your dogs toothpaste?
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Well.
Don't feed them gum, either.
That just seems cruel.
Sometimes they can get it.
Gum isn't just a food, it's just an activity, it's a concept.
Yeah.
And dogs don't have that concept. Dogs don't think to themselves, I will chew this little piece of rubber and enjoy it. That's not where they're coming from.
Yeah, I suppose they could get it if somebody spits it out or whatever, but in this case, they're actually dumping, like, entire trash bins full of stale bread onto the lawn, so I could see how that would be a problem, but, I mean, don't they have a littering ordinance or something like that? And it's kind of also a tragedy of the commons issue.
Well, because people want to feed the ducks. I mean,
yeah.
They want to do something nice for the ducks.
And if there's a public park, you know, supposedly everybody owns it, so why can't they come and feed the ducks there?
Yeah, I think that this is a tough decision, and I do think a tragedy of the commons really comes down to it. Because if you had a private park into which you would allow anyone to come to, you know, view your ducks, perhaps even toss a few crumbs to your ducks, and then some flaming mupron thought that it was a good idea to dump a garbage bag full of stale hot dog buns on the lawn of your park that you're trying to make available to the community as a whole. The only tool you really have is, okay, look, man, you can't dump a garbage bag full of bread here for the fowl. Sorry, all it's going to do is befoul, cause more fowl to come, and then they will befoul the park, and this isn't really what we're looking to do.
Or maybe some education would be a better way to handle this problem? Like
how
some
about,
signs that say, hey, did you know that this can actually hurt the birds? You don't want to hurt them, do you? And
how
here's
about
how to feed them safely.
Money, these the things that parks do, where they give you a certain, you know, you insert a quarter, you get a handful of duck
yeah.
feed.
Mm-hmm.
Only feed the ducks the duck feed.
Yep.
You know, like change the rules. Look, essentially, we can't have ducks eating enriched white bread. Ducks were not evolved to eat enriched white bread. Frankly, I don't believe humans were either.
No.
And so please keep all your enriched white bread at home where you can feed it to all the birds you want. At this park, you can feed the ducks the prescribed duck feed that we will give you at 25 cents per handful, and you will, you know, pay to keep the park cleaner or something like that.
So how much do you think the fine is, Mark? Want to take a guess?
$150.
Higher.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That must be serious.
Give me another guess.
$1,000.
$750. $750.
It's just all arbitrary for these folks. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's just arbitrary.
I mean, that is a fine that some people might actually fight, you know. Like, and how are they going to prove? They're going to have video or pictures of the person feeding the ducks. You know,
I don't think the fine matters. I mean, $75, $750?
Yep.
Would anybody, I mean, if
well, if it's $5, people are going to be more likely to just pay it. Like,
sure.
It's a parking ticket.
Absolutely. There's people that would say, I'm willing to pay $5 for a, but I think that the $75 they'd be more likely to pay, they mm-hmm. won't find a $75 ticket, I don't think. But, you know, maybe that's just me.
Yeah, most people won't probably.
But I think that I think that this is how divorced they are from reality, is when they come up with these numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got to have the right number, and they're just so. It's just so weird the
way
they come
up with
them.
Could face fines of up to $750 and jail time. So you might not even just get off with a $750 fine if you feed the ducks.
Well, maybe this is one of these situations where if you do this long enough and with much, you know, sort of recalcitrance over time, they'll give it to you. Like the first one is the $75 fine. The second one is a $200 fine.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is a $500 fine. The fourth one is $750 and 2 weeks in jail because you apparently don't learn.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't even know what to say. Has it come to this? Have we have to have a rule and a law for every little tiny thing that people might possibly do? Really?
I guess
you can't solve anything.
I guess the short answer is yes.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, somebody is always going to screw it up. There's always somebody out there.
What if it's a little kid who's feeding the ducks?
They'll probably go after their parents.
Probably. Because the parents have money. That just shows what it's all about.
My 4-year-old doesn't generally go places on his own.
Yeah.
Certainly doesn't go prepared with stale bread.
Yeah.
Those places. I mean, if he had a sandwich and decided to feed it to the ducks instead, and you're like, no!
Yeah.
Then I don't think that's fair, but, you know, otherwise.
It's all unfair.
FreeTalkLive.com. You can check that out in the meantime. We'll be back in 21 short hours, 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time. It's been Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
FreeTalkLive.com.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Get in the zone!
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.